sit down, just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song.
Sing it with me, y'all.
Every rose has its heart.
Taking you back to eighth grade. Eighth grade middle school, dancing with Lene, slow dancing, my girlfriend Lene, or that was seventh grade.
What? God. Please tell me what the connection is here.
Oh, you didn't look up the name of the episode.
No! That's what I did. I just thought you were just playing a song and then you were telling a story. I was like, where are we?
No, the episode's called Roses and Thorns.
Oh.
Found guilty,
y'all. Love after lockup.
Of love in the first degree. But I don't mind.
Mm-mm. Sure don't.
As long as you're here with me. A judge and the jury, when they heard my plea, you know they sent me up the river.
Straight up fabric, we'll gay up.
They put the blame on me. Lock me up, throw away the key. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. I'm just a prisoner of love. Love after lock up, y'all.
Watch it, y'all. Those little Debbie cakes, they go everywhere.
Nothing like a jumpsuit.
Roses. Okay. And I don't know where they got that from, but that's what it's called.
Oh, because Derek brought Monique roses, and she threw them in the trash.
Yeah, and she was thorny.
She was thorny. She was the literal
thorn. She's a literal thorn.
She kind of looks like one.
But any chance I get to play Poison, I will.
That's a great song.
God, I love Poison. Loved them.
Yes, this is life.
Uh-oh.
After lockup.
No, Poodle is punch drunk. He's trying to hurry and get out because he's flying out for the weekend. And
yeah, it was like, it's a work weekend, but like, I'm trying to get so much done in the last 3 days. And you know how that thing is when you've made every preparation so life won't be crazy and it's other people. That's where I am.
It's kind of like, bear with me here, but it's kind of like,
what if I just said no?
You know, like when you're going to see an old reliable, a good one. You're going to stars are blind. You will be too by the end of the night.
Yeah.
And you're so excited. And then you forgot that you went out with friends the night before because they text you at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon, say, hey, 8 o'clock, are you around? And you're like, sure. But you forgot the night before you went out for Mexican food and had a quesadilla.
Or worse, Indian food.
Y'all, because when you a bottom, we need to write a coffee table book called A Bottom Prepares.
Not by by Stanislavski's cousin, Mark. Sebastian Stanislavski.
Yes, it's like that. You're having one of those where you're trying to do everything you can, but that
was a smart joke, y'all. You pay money for that.
But that sag sog paneer is coming.